Hispanic Outreach Center. Leo Arroyo, our architect, who has been and of course, Josh Baumstein, the contractor for this project, is here as well. Again, my apologies if I've left anyone out. We do appreciate you being here this morning. Dr. Law offers his regrets. He was unable to be here at the last moment this morning. But Dr. Ann Cooper will deliver remarks on his behalf. Dr. Cooper?
Good morning. Let me add my welcome to our dignitaries, members of our community, members of the college family. Thank you so much for being here today. I remember when I was the provost at this campus about 10 years ago that we were in conversation with Barbara about what could we do to form that partnership, and I'm so glad that today has come to fruition. And I know Dr. Law is disappointed that he can't be here with us to celebrate, but he's celebrating with us anyway. And so I bring his greetings. I also want to, as the Chief Academic Officer, commend all of you, because our libraries and learning centers, we see them as the hub of the learning process for our students, but that's also the case for the members of our community. Whether it's for recreation or searching out information or doing research, they're an important part of our community and providing access to the members of our community so that we can, of course, improve and all learn together. So thank you so much. It's wonderful to celebrate with you today. And I'm now going to turn it back over to Stan. Thank you.
I'm going to quote James Penico. I don't know where James went this morning. His remarks on this process, I thought, summed it up the best. He said he wanted to be here this morning because he had to see this with his own eyes to believe it was finally going to happen. Thank you for that, James. I'd now like to introduce Mayor George Kretikus for his remarks.
Mayor? Stan, thank you very much. Dr. Law isn't here, but you can tell he still has an influence over all of us. So I appreciate his dedication and his determination to get this project done. You know, Dr. Cutler and Ken Burke over here had first come to me many years ago to suggest that we need to have a joint use facility here in Clearwater like we have in Seminole and in St. Petersburg. And the college and the city have worked together. And I want, you know, it's such a special day that Camilla Soto is even wearing a coat and tie today. So Camilla, thank you very much for all the work that you've done. And of course, to our staff, Barbara Pakel and her team, and our engineers and architects who have worked together with the college. You know, libraries have always been important from the beginning of time. You think of the ancient libraries of Greece and Ephesus and how technology has changed, but a library is still important to a community and it's vitally important to a college. And this facility will help us reach out to a different part of our community to give them the experience to be on the college campus to learn, give the college students an opportunity to interact with the community. And so we, on the behalf of the city of Clearwater, my colleagues are here, Hoyt Hamilton and Bill Johnson, Bob Cundiff, Doreen Caudell, and our city manager, Bill Horn. We are excited about this, and we can't wait not only to break ground, but also to dedicate and have this facility open and serving all of our residents and visitors and the entire community. Thank you very much, St. Petersburg College.
I'd also like to ask one of our students, Mr. Courtney Kent, to come up and speak. And Courtney is not only a student, but he also works here at the college, which is why he couldn't turn me down when I asked him to speak this morning. But Courtney really exemplifies what we do here. Courtney, like many of our students, has overcome many obstacles to become really an exemplar of student success here at St. Pete College. Courtney?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you all for joining us on this beautiful
Clearwater campus of St. Petersburg College. Today marks a very exciting chapter for both the future of the city of Clearwater and St. Petersburg College. The Clearwater East Community Library at St. Petersburg College is a beacon of the commitment of this municipality and the college to the citizens of our community. For many, the city of Clearwater is known as a destination, a beautiful place to visit. Much like St. Petersburg College is a corridor for many students to the university system. This is encouraged and vital to our existence. But for most, this is our community. This is where we choose to develop careers, build businesses, and raise our families. This is where we call home. Today, we celebrate the continued investment in building a better world by placing the value of knowledge and the access to it as a priority for all. In closing, I want to extend my gratitude to both the City of Clearwater and to St. Petersburg College for creating a safe place for the imagination to grow, where wonder can expand. That not only encourages, but also promotes local civicism. Thank you all.
And I'm going to have you write all my speeches.
Good job. Thank you. My next speaker is Dr. Shannon Ulrich. Shannon is a leader of the faculty organization on this campus. You know, every organization has people who are the leaders and the movers and the shakers, the people that you can count on, that you know when something needs to be done, that they'll get it done. And Shannon is one of those people on our campus. Dr. Ulrich?
I'm here on behalf of the Clearwater campus faculty. As faculty members, we are here to educate our students, we're here to challenge our students, and we're here to help broaden their horizons, hopefully. So the Learning Support Commons is slated to be housed on the first floor of this new library. With that, we are going to be able to interact with our students and engage our students outside of the classroom. So we are actually anxiously awaiting the completion of the construction. Rush, but we really want to get into this new library. I know it's been a long time coming. We also are honored to be partnering with the City of Clearwater, and we look forward to the infusion of the community into the heart of our campus. As community members come in and utilize this new facility, we hope that you guys will educate yourself and challenge yourself and also try to broaden your horizon. We also want you just to stop in and say hi to us. We don't bite. Contrary to what some of our students say. I think some of us might bite. I don't know. I just speak for myself. I don't bite. I promise. I talk about bacteria, but I don't bite. So with that, we truly believe that there is going to be a vast amount of knowledge that is cultivated at this site, and we really look forward to entering into that building for the first time, especially with the AC turned on. With that, I believe I am the last speaker, so I don't know about you guys, but I think we should get this groundbreaking going so we can get this knowledge flowing, right? And so we don't all melt. Thank you.
We'd like to move directly over to...